Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. During the winter, after most doves have migrated, you may notice a dove foraging along the roadside or perched in a tree. A new species has arrived in our neighborhood, the Eurasian collar dove, which has a distinctive black neck ring and a broad tail. Originally found near the Bay of Bengal in Asia, this dove began its range expansion in the 1600s. By 1900, it had made its way to Turkey, and by 2000 could be found as far north as the Arctic Circle in Scandinavia. Expansion into North America occurred in the early 70s when the collar dove appeared in the Bahamas. Since 1982, when first discovered in Florida, it has been gradually making its way north and west. 1997 marked the first official report of Eurasian collar doves in Orem, Utah. Now they have spread throughout the state. Eurasian collar doves join rock pigeons, the English sparrow, and the European starling as non-native birds that have expanded across the country. Experts attribute the success of Eurasian collar doves to the wide availability of seed offered by backyard bird feeders, as well as their ability to aggressively defend feeding areas. Some fear that they will cause territory or breeding problems for a native mourning dove, but so far there is no evidence to support this concern. In an effort to reduce the number of Eurasian collar doves, the Utah DWR allows year-round harvesting. But be careful, don't confuse this dove with the smaller mourning dove, which has a narrow pointed tail and no ring on its neck. Eurasian collar doves have a distinct neckband and a broad squared tail. Their calls also differ. The mourning dove has the familiar melodic call. Now listen to the Eurasian collar dove. The verdict is still out on the impact that the Eurasian collar dove will have on native species. In the meantime, let's watch to see how this new dove adapts to the neighborhood and fits into the ecosystem. Thank you to Lyle Bingham of Bridgerland Audubon for writing this essay, and to Kevin Culver for the recorded songs. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.